Now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys tennis team, Coach Shelley Tomford. And Coach, coming in, first you beat Fergus Falls 6-1, and you swept, dominated singles for, I think it was, what, only one game was given up in that entire time, and you outscored them 48-1, and you had to be happy with all your singles players play.
Yep, sure did. Isaac actually is a little disappointed that he's the only one that actually lost a game there, so we'll probably have to be giving him a little grief at practice come tomorrow. But yeah, I know Fergus lost quite a few players last year, and so today was a tough one for them.
And it's nice for your guys, and I think having that Bemidji match under your belt already against a quality team really helped come into this one, too.
Yep, I would definitely agree with that, and we've got a lot of tennis that we're playing this week, so we're just going to hopefully build on every single day and every match that we have.
Then in doubles, you came away with, you had two wins there as far as the top lineup goes. First doubles, they ran into a tough opponent and lost 6-3, 6-1, but it sounded like they played a pretty good team.
Yep, their number one doubles team was probably the strongest that Fergus had out there. And Jack and Grant, yep, they did a great job not giving up throughout the entire match.
Then Caden Boyk and Tim Brule at second doubles, they had a hard-fought win again, 6-4, 6-3. So they're finding ways to win here in the first two matches.
Yeah, that they are. And they make some unforced errors, you know, double faults and that sort of thing. And those are things that we still have to work on at practice. But yeah, they didn't give up at all either.
And then your third doubles team, they've turned into a nice pair. You have Colton Osborne and Rick. They were able to come away with a 6-0, 6-1 win, and nice for those guys.
Yeah, I heard that they have known each other since they were quite young. Went to the same daycare or something, I heard. And so that chemistry that they have, they play well together.
Then you take on East Grand Forks in the second match of the day, and it comes down to a 4-3 decision, and always a close one, it seems like, with East Grand Forks, but you're able to get the win. And first, let's talk about the first six matches that were done. In singles, you come away with three out of the four victories there. Isaac, again, pretty dominant in his performance, and again, he played well.
Yep, he sure did. He and Carson have played many times against each other in the last few years, and it usually works out in Isaac's favor in those.
Then Reggie, he came away with a 6-2, 7-5 victory and a hard-fought win for him.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see those matches. They were at a different facility, but the first match sounds like he won pretty decisively, and then he had to fight a little harder for that second one.
And then at fourth singles, Gunnar Groven, you have three sophomores in your second, third, and fourth single spots, and they continue to play well. And Gunnar wins 6-2, 6-1, and just a solid player he is.
Yep, he sure is. And this is his first year that he's really played singles. And so, yeah, our singles are looking good for the next couple of years to come, I think.
That's for sure. Then you go to doubles, and number two and number three doubles, East Grand Forks was able to win both of those, and they had a pretty strong doubles lineup.
Yeah, they did. I didn't get to see their number three doubles over at Riverside, but they were pretty dominant against Colton and Hudson. And, you know, Caden and Tim, they still got to work on their serves and their unforced errors, but there's a lot of improvement that is still meant to be done.
Then first doubles, they were the last match out there. It was all up to them. No pressure on them at all, both teams. And the Crookston team of Jack Everett and Grant Funk, they lost the first set 6-3. They win the second set 6-4. They were up 5-1 at one point and held on to win. And then they win the super tiebreaker. But what a battle back for those guys.
Yeah, I'm so happy for both of them. You know, and it was a nail biter right down to the very end. They just don't make it easy watching these matches whatsoever. But no, it was fun for them to come away with the win, and for us to come away with a team win 4-3 against East Grand Forks.
Always a good day when you beat East Grand Forks, but maybe talk about your first three matches so far. The guys are really playing good tennis.
That they are. You know, these are our first two section games that we played today, and we were, you know, pretty solid against both of them. We go again, you know, play Bemidji and Alex on Thursday. They're not sections, but yeah, I'm really excited about what I'm seeing, what the boys are doing.
And as you said, you have a busy week this week.
Yeah, we do. We go to Bemidji on Thursday, and then we go to Minnewaska, where we're going to, they added another match for us on Friday. We're playing Alperm and Minnewaska. Both of them will be section games. And then staying overnight in Alex on Friday, and then have a tri or a quad. I can't remember. I think it's a quad. So, yeah, they're getting a lot of tennis this week, yeah.
Well, it looks like the temperature and the weather's going to cooperate.
So. I'm looking forward to it. This was a little chilly, but I'm just glad that we got out to play, because I was concerned that we weren't going to have a match today.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the sweep today.
Thank you very much.